Prospects for new federal COVID relief are apparently not dead for 2020. I'm David Brancaccio. Good morning to you. Congressional leaders are indicating progress on working out a COVID relief package. There was a flurry of meetings and phone calls on Capitol Hill yesterday. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer joins us from Washington. Nancy, could they really, before year's end?
They could. There are some encouraging signs, David. The top leaders of the House and Senate are meeting on this in person. And also Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell is involved this time. McConnell and House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy met twice yesterday with House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer. Pelosi and Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin also spoke for about an hour yesterday on the phone. McConnell says everyone agrees they won't leave for recess until they've hammered out a COVID relief package.
All right, a package. What might be in it? Are there any details?
No, they've been very tight-lipped. All Schumer would say was they had a good meeting. We do know what the sticking points are. Democrats want aid for state and local governments. Republicans want COVID liability protections for businesses and nonprofits. Some lawmakers also want to include another round of relief checks. Now, as far as the timeline goes, David, the negotiators are hoping to attach a COVID relief package to spending legislation that has to pass by Friday to keep the government running. The House is scheduled to meet today. Votes are scheduled this afternoon, but it's just not clear what they'll be voting on.
All right. Well, we'll continue to watch that. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer in Washington. Thank you. A lot of the images of the first people in the U.S. getting the COVID vaccine this week were frontline healthcare workers, but this first category of people who have access to the shot is also supposed to include residents and workers in long-term care facilities, nursing homes. But for long-term care facilities, it'll be several more days until the first round of vaccines arrive. There's a reason for that. Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman has that story.
At most long-term care facilities, vaccines will be given to residents and caregivers by staff from big pharmacy chains. That system's taking a couple extra weeks to get up and running, says Claire Hannon at the Association of Immunization Managers.
We don't want to have CVS and Walgreens going into long-term care facilities and some of the residents aren't ready, they haven't completed the consent form, there isn't a space set up for them.
Hannon says it makes sense to deliver vaccines this way. Pharmacies already have similar arrangements to supply drugs and flu shots to these facilities. Getting millions of long-term care residents and workers vaccinated with two successive doses will be challenging, says Joe Gogler at the University of Minnesota.
Inherently complex health conditions that older persons living in nursing homes are experiencing makes targeting that delivery fairly complicated.
He says the longer-term challenge will be to get family and friends vaccinated so elderly residents can have visitors again. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.
Checking markets as we do, the Dow future is up 90 points, 0.3%, a similar percentage rise, 0.3% for the S&P future. The NASDAQ future is up 0.2%. Benchmark for interest rates is often the 10-year Treasury yield. It is still below 1% for Pete's sake, but up a sliver this morning, 0.92%. And here's another argument for more diversity. People can be so siloed in their workplace that they need to hire an outside consultant to find a black person to talk to. An entrepreneur in Massachusetts has set up a text-based service to advise people if their material is racist. Reporter Cerise Castle has more on a small business called Your Black Friend Consulting Services.
Tory Bullock is an actor, activist, and he's black. He's known around Boston for persuading the city council to remove the Emancipation Memorial that depicted Abraham Lincoln with a chained enslaved man. And he told a local historical society that a Christmas card with the words, "I'm dreaming of a white Dorchester," was racist. He hasn't had any formal training in diversity and inclusion.
I'm not this guy that spent 13 years at this program that I now know all this information.
But he saw the need for individuals to get an honest read on whether something they want to do or say is racist. So he founded the company Your Black Friend.
Anybody can do this.
He says it works like a spell check for pointing out prejudice. Customers anonymously message Bullock, and he will say whether or not something is racist. A simple question and answer starts at $20, and when people want to push back, it costs more.
We can talk as long as you like to get it off your chest, but you're going to be paying a bit more money for that, as opposed to just taking my word for it.
Bullock also offers a version of his service to companies starting at $100, where he will review anything for potentially offensive material. He takes on about 4 clients each month and has had about 100 customers since starting the company in 2018. Tiffany Jana is the founder of TMI Consulting, a diversity and inclusion management firm in Virginia. The company's business has increased astronomically in recent months.
People are having that conversation more openly, more aggressively, more proactively.
Jana says the work isn't always easy. Back in Boston, Bullock agrees, but says it's so rewarding.
I really enjoy kind of witnessing people's small awakening.
And he says that makes it all worthwhile. I'm Cerise Castle for Marketplace.
Much will happen throughout the day on our money, markets, workplace culture, and innovation beats. Listen for my colleague Kai Rizdahl. He's host of Marketplace on many public radio stations nationwide, of course, or streaming marketplace.org. I'm David Brancaccio with our morning report. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.